Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. The prosecution has rested its case in the penalty phase of the Boston Marathon bombing trial. Throughout its 3 days of presenting testimony, the government focused largely on the victims of the bombings, particularly amputees. Today, prosecutors focused largely on the youngest of the victims, 8-year-old Martin Richard. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz is covering the trial at the federal courthouse in Boston and joins us now. Some emotional testimony and some graphic testimony today from bombing survivors. Take us through that.
Well, we heard first from Mark Fucaril, who talked about, he shared a story similar to what many bombing survivors have described, and that is just the overwhelming number of medical procedures he's had to go through. Fucaril said he's had 60-plus medical procedures to fix his amputated right leg. They're still trying to save his left leg. He still has a lot of pain when he walks on it, and it's still unclear whether they will be able to save his leg. He may ultimately have to get it amputated just because he can't walk on it without pain. From there, we also heard from Heather Abbott, another woman who also lost a leg. She described the moment that she was there. She described crawling back through the Forum restaurant to a back alley where she was finally picked up by an ambulance and taken to the hospital. Doctors there essentially immediately told her they would have to amputate her left leg. And lastly, we heard from Steve Wolfenden. He is the father of a three-year-old boy. They both went to the marathon that year to watch his wife run the marathon. It was interesting watching him because he didn't look scared, but he looked as though he was bracing for something truly unpleasant as he was on the stand. And he described what intense heat it sounded. It felt like he had been punched all over his body at the same time when the bomb went off. He looked down on the ground. He looked at his left leg, and he saw that part of his left leg was gone. And then he looked over at his son, Leo, who was in a stroller. And Leo, fortunately, only suffered essentially minor injuries, a laceration to his head. A good Samaritan, as he called it, came over, got Leo, and took him away. And at that point, he starts getting into the horror of it all. He says, as he was in the triage unit, he could hear people screaming. He said, I was screaming too.
Jack, it is interesting for the prosecution to close by having Wolfenden testify because he testified about the Richard family.
That's correct. He was right next to the Richard family after the bombs went off, and he told us a story that was absolutely heartbreaking. He looked over at one point and he saw Denise Richard hovered over Martin Richard's body. And he could see, he knew Martin Richard wasn't going to make it. He saw Richard's face going pale, his breathing shortening, his eyes starting to roll back in his head. And he heard Denise Richard say, please, Martin, please, Martin, please, Martin, over and over and over again. And while he was describing this, jurors were seeing the video of this going on.
Neither Bill nor Denise Richard, Martin Richard's parents, took the stand in the penalty phase. What are the ingredients of that prosecution strategy?
Well, we did hear from Bill Richard in the guilt phase of the trial, early in the guilt phase of the trial. But as far as the penalty phase is concerned, there's an issue here, and that is because Bill and Denise Richard wrote this editorial in the Boston Globe. So the thinking here, speculation, is that you don't want them up there and possibly letting it slip that they don't want to see Tsarnaev put to death when Martin Richard, this 8-year-old boy killed by Jahar Tsarnaev, is so central to the prosecution's case in terms of getting the death penalty for Jahar Tsarnaev.
Now, Jack, this has been very damaging testimony for the defense during this penalty phase. How do they come back from this when they start presenting their case next week?
This is very tough testimony, and it does not look good for the defense. What we can look at are the judge's instructions at the very beginning of this phase of the trial. And he's told the jurors that it's very important. Emotion and sympathy are going to play a role. The heinous acts, how much pain and suffering it's caused, all of these factors are going to play a role in your decision making for the sentence. But it's very important to remember that that cannot be the only thing that drives your decision making. You can have sympathy for the victims, yes, but you can't give him the death penalty simply because you feel bad for the victims. And the defense is going to focus, as we have seen when it begins its case next week, as we've seen this focus on Tamerlan Tsarnaev, the older brother, whose fingerprints were on the materials possibly used to build the bombs, who likely went and bought the materials used to build the bombs. Tamerlan Tsarnaev, as they said in their closing arguments in the guilt phase, without him, it would not have happened, it being the Boston Marathon bombings.
Jack, thank you.
You're welcome.
WBUR's Jack Lepiarz covering the Boston Marathon bombing trial at the federal courthouse in Boston.